Hi, I'm Sinclair, and this is about King's Dominion in Virginia. Going to King's Dominion is easily the best part of our annual trip to Virginia. The hour-long car ride is definitely worth it in exchange for the thrill rides we are about to go on. My uncle is the one that always takes my brother and me to the amusement park, and every time we go, we come back ecstatic. The key to achieving the best possible time is to first know when to go. After 4 o'clock is best, because then all of the schools and tour buses are gone. Then there are far less people, and the lines aren't nearly as long. My brother and I know the park by heart. We've been so many times, and as we walk around in the humid late afternoon, we constantly discuss which ride to go on next. One of the best rides is called the Volcano.
Dun, dun, dun.
There is actually a fake volcano more than 200 feet tall that spits out fire on a timed basis. The ride accelerates from about 0 to 70 miles per hour in a matter of seconds in a dark tunnel in the base of the volcano. I can see a light at the end, and once we've reached it, the ride shoots us up straight into the air before we proceed to go into numerous twists and loops. The park has both steel and wooden rides, and while there are a lot of really good steel coasters, people tend to underestimate the wooden-made ones. One great wooden roller coaster is called the Grizzly, and another one, which is also one of my favorites, called the Rebel Yell, lets you go backwards. My brother and I love to go on these exhilarating thrill rides, always in the front row to get the best experience. We always leave King's Dominion wishing we could stay longer, but we know that in 1 year's time, we will be screaming our lungs out again.